Raise your hand if you like to stare at an hourglass or spinning wheel when trying to use a web page. Didn't think so. Making a page more responsive and snappy is usually one of the top priorities of any web developer, and one of the best ways to do so is to change a synchronous user interaction into an asynchronous one. In cases where the response to a given user input can potentially take a long time, instead of having the user wait for a response, i.e. synchronous, it is often better to accept the user input and then update the page asynchronously at a later point once the processing is complete on the server. To see such an asynchronous UI design pattern in action, check out the Apex Test Execution page, Setup Greater Than Develop Greater Than Apex Test Execution, and the UI for uploading new managed/unmanaged packages, Setup Greater Than Create Greater Than Packages Greater Than Upload. Force.com veterans in the audience will remember that both these functions used to be synchronous in previous incarnations of the platform, whereby the user gave their input, Apex classes to test or the package components to upload, and then had to wait for the page to respond with the results. Now, they simply give their input and the page is eventually refreshed asynchronously once the server-side processing is complete. In the meantime, they are free to navigate to other pages and then come back to the same page to check the results. Let's see how we can implement a similar UI design in Visual Force using asynchronous Apex and the Force.com streaming API. To follow along, you can download and install the sample application using this unmanaged package and/or peruse the code on this GitHub repo. Use case. In order to see this design pattern in action, we need a use case where a user input on a Visual Force page can potentially result in a lengthy response time. Our use case involves presenting yearly summary data for all opportunities in an org. Specifically, the VF page lets users select a fiscal year from a pick list, and then presents summary data for the year, total dollar amount for all opportunities, total closed $1 amount, total closed lost dollar amount, etc., using a simple Visual Force pie chart. For the purposes of this example, let's assume that the standard Salesforce reporting engine cannot be used to run this type of report, hence the need for a custom VF page. Asynchronous Apex. At first blush, you might think that calculating this type of yearly summary data is simply a matter of running a SQL aggregate query in the Apex controller and then displaying the results on the VF page. In other words, not exactly the type of long-running processing requirement that we're looking for. However, remember that all SQL queries in Apex, including aggregate functions, are subject to a governor limit of 50,000 records. For an org that has hundreds of thousands, or even millions, of opportunity records, a single SQL query will therefore not scale. Even if we were to use the @read-only annotation on our Visual Force page to process up to 1 million opportunity records, the user would have to wait for the page to respond with the computed summary data after they hit the Summarize button. We want to make that interaction asynchronous and more immediate. Let's start by making the server-side code asynchronous. We'll use Batch Apex to calculate the yearly summary data, which will make the code more scalable, no longer subject to the 50,000 SQL limit, and asynchronous, since Batch Apex jobs are queued and executed asynchronously from the invoking thread. Here's a snippet from the DoSummarize method of the SummarizeOpDataController class. This method is invoked when the user picks a fiscal year and clicks the Summarize button on the VF page. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The logic for iterating through all the opportunity records in a given fiscal year and computing the summary data is encapsulated in the Summarize Yearly Opportunity Data class. That class implements the database.batchable interface and processes opportunity records in batches of 2,000 records to compute the yearly summary figures like total amount for all opportunities, total closed one amount, etc. We store the summary data for any particular fiscal year in the op_summary_data_c custom object. Line 7 shows how we queue up the asynchronous batch job via a call to the database.executeBatchSystem call. We also create a new instance of the op_summary_data_c object with an initial status of processing, lines 8 to 12. Once the batch job completes, the Summarize Yearly Opportunity Data class will update that record, using the batch job it is the primary key, with the respective summary data for the fiscal year, and also flip the status to complete. So now that our server-side code is asynchronous, this is what the user sees when they select a fiscal year and click Summarize. Instead of the user waiting for the summary results to be computed and displayed, A new batch Apex job is simply queued up and the VF page is updated instantly with a new record in the summary results table. The show link next to that record is not yet enabled because the batch job hasn't finished computing the summary data. The user is now free to navigate to other areas of the application and come back to this VF page to see the summary results for FI 2009 once they're ready. Note, though this sample uses batch Apex as an example of implementing asynchronous Apex logic, the same design pattern applies to processing done in A at future transaction. For example, say your Visual Force page has to make a SOAP/REST callout to an external system when the user clicks a button/link. If the SLA for the external web service is unpredictable and/or long, you can make that invocation via A at future call and then update the Visual Force page asynchronously once the external callout returns a response. Streaming API. Now that our server-side logic is asynchronous, let's improve the VF page so that the user is informed as soon as the server-side processing is complete. Instead of having the user constantly refresh the VF page to see if a particular fiscal year summary is ready for viewing, we'll use the Streaming API to push the summary data to the user. For the uninitiated, the Streaming API lets you expose a near real-time stream of data from the Force.com platform. Administrators can create topics to which applications can subscribe, receiving asynchronous notifications of changes to data in Force.com. Streaming API uses the Bayou protocol and Comet to implement this push technology. To begin, let's create a new push topic for the Streaming API. The following snippet from the Create Push Topic class shows us how. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The most important part of any push topic is the query parameter. This is what gets evaluated by the platform to determine if a new notification needs to be broadcast to all subscribed clients. The combination of the query shown above and setting the notify for operations to update means that clients will be notified every time that a op_summary_data_c record is updated to the status of complete, which is what the Summarize Yearly Opportunity Data Batch Apex class does in its finish method once the summary data is ready. Now, let's subscribe to the above push topic in our Summarize Updata Visual Force page so that we get notified as soon as a yearly summary is ready for viewing. The quickest way to use the Streaming API in a Visual Force page is to follow the Visual Force example in the Streaming API Developer Guide. Here is a small JavaScript snippet from the Summarize Updata page that shows the Streaming API in action. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Line 11 shows how we use the Comet.js library to subscribe to the op summary data push topic that we created earlier. With that last piece of the puzzle in place, let's review the end-to-end lifecycle of our Visual Force page. When the user selects a fiscal year and hits Summarize, we create a new op_summary_data_c record with processing status and queue up a batch Apex job to compute the yearly summary data. Once the summary is ready, the batch Apex code updates the status of the op_summary_data_c record to complete. Thanks to a push topic that we created earlier, the Streaming API then pushes the update to our VF page where we enable the show link next to the respective summary record. The user can then click on the show link and see the summary data as a simple pie chart. Testing and packaging. Like it or not, a Force.com application isn't complete till you have greater than equals 75% test coverage. Using Batch Apex in this example allowed me to use one of the new Apex features in Winter 13, the ability to create test data from static resources, and I wanted to highlight that test code briefly. Here's a snippet from the Test Util class that creates the large number of opportunity test records that we need to properly test bulk functionality like Batch Apex. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. I created a simple CSV file with hundreds of opportunity test records and uploaded it as a static resource named TestOps. Using the new test.loadData method, I can then instantiate all the test records from that static resource in a single line of code. One final note that would be of interest to any ISVs in the audience. As mentioned earlier, I created a package for this application so that developers could test the code in their respective .orgs. However, in order for the Visual Force page to work properly, an org has to have the op summary data push topic described earlier. In order to resolve this dependency, I used another relatively new feature of the platform that allows an Apex script to be executed every time that a managed package is installed, upgraded, or uninstalled in a subscriber org. The createPushTopic class implements the installHandler interface, which means that the code in the onInstall method will be executed whenever someone installs or upgrades my package. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. That is where I've added my logic to create the push topic necessary for this application to work. Unfortunately, the install handler functionality only works with managed packages, and since I created an unmanaged package, so that devs could look at all the code, you will need to manually execute that code after installing the package. Just run. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. From the execute anonymous Apex code window in your developer console, and you should be able to use and test the Visual Force page.